A new database that lists the behavioural traits of more than 1,000 plant species is helping experts better understand how to manage invasive species and how to restore ecosystems after natural disasters. The database of plants from across the world was compiled by a group of scientists from the University of Queensland and several European institutions, and their research has just been published. Dr. Roberto Salguero Gomez from the University of Queensland told Joanna Lester that this is the first time the massive information has been compiled on a publicly accessible database.
The data does exist, but it's dispersed throughout the internet and through publications that sometimes are really obscured. So what we did in this study is we first had to compile a pretty sizable database that contained all of these studies from as many journals, as many countries, as many authors, and for as many species as we were able to find.
And this database of plant behaviour, what kind of behavioural traits does it tell us about the plants that you've collated?
They range from the longevity to how many times the individuals within the populations are expected to reproduce on average, what are the rates of growth, what are the rates of aging, etc., etc. Two other very important metrics that we also looked at are the population growth rate, which tells you whether the population is under equilibrium, it may be becoming invasive if it grows too quickly, or undergoing local extinction if the population is declining too fast. And the other one is a degree or a measurement of resilience, that is, the ability of that particular population to overcome challenges imposed by external disturbances such as climate change.
So land management organisations could potentially use this information to monitor invasive plant species or possibly even prevent a situation where a plant becomes invasive because now they can more easily look up its behaviour. Is that the case?
That is absolutely the case, and this is also what we're trying to work with some land managers in Queensland more closely with. The main, I think, promise of this framework is that knowing only two characteristics of any one plant species, we can predict with a high degree of accuracy what the population growth rate of the study populations is going to be, and therefore predict whether you're dealing with a potentially invasive species before you put it in place as a restoring project, or if perhaps more management efforts need to look after that plant species, perhaps because the population is going under already pretty fast local extinction rates.
And in terms of restoring areas after bushfires or other natural disasters, how could this plant database help determine what should go back into an ecosystem?
Trying to understand which species should be restored depending on what ecosystem is one of the hot questions right now in my field. And what this framework allows is for both researchers and land management to work hand in hand to choose the species that should be restored to offer a higher degree of resilience before external factors like fires or like direct human impacts or floodings or hurricanes.
Dr. Roberto Salguero Gomez from the University of Queensland, ending that report from Joanna Lester.